Free, co-host of the Don and Wynn Show, with my co-host, Don Newsom, for another evening of We Don't Know What. Don, are you there?
I'm here, Wynn. Good to be with you.
You know what? We have all these listeners that are coming on board that enjoy our We Don't Know What show. But you know what? That means we're in the moment, right? Because we don't know what's going to happen next.
That's the Don and Wynn Show.
Now we have a caller calling in, obviously make a comment about our main topic of we don't know what's going to happen next. Is that Irma?
Irma? I'm Beverly King, honey, calling in from Mequon, Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin.
Right.
So, Irma, you are what's happening next. What's happening next, Irma?
No, I'm not Irma. I'm Beverly King.
You're what?
This poor guy. And you thought he had a name problem.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Beverly Kay.
Beverly
Kay. I'm not Mary Kay, because Mary Kay's dead, her Cadillac's pink. I'm Beverly Kay. I'm alive, honey. My Cadillac's black. So let's start the show.
Beverly?
Yes, honey.
So what inspired... How do you know I'm a honey?
I know you're a honey. Because I'm a famous mystic from Wisconsin. I'm famous. I'm real famous.
Have you listened to our show before?
No. Just the first time now.
Oh, Don, would you hang up on her? She doesn't even know what our show's about.
No.
I told you he was eccentric.
I love eccentric people, because I happen to be one of them.
Are you a friend of Don's?
No.
Don doesn't have friends, Wynn.
Well, he has relatives. Usually it's his relatives to call us.
I'm not a relative either, thank God.
Well, since we've given you the introduction to our show... Beverly Kay, right?
Right.
Are you calling because you're a psychic and you want to advertise yourself?
No, that's not why I'm calling. I'm just calling in to play and
have some fun. That was hold on, back up. That was a rough one. Wow, you just planted that right on her. Hey, I got to hand it to you, Wynn. That was brave.
I just blew him off.
I love my co-host. Folks, this is Wynn Free.
So, Beverly?
Yes, honey?
I should let Don talk to you, because...
I want to talk to you. Can I talk to you?
He's the acerbic one.
Huh?
But, you know...
You know, I knew today was going to be a great day.
Absolutely.
It has been. It has been a great day. It's still a great day. You know, when I've missed you.
You have?
Have you been gone?
Well,
you know, there's that famous saying, how can I miss you when you won't go away?
Yeah, that's a good one. Actually, I've never heard that before.
You never did?
Oh, I have many times.
No.
Uh-huh.
See how sheltered I am?
Aw.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, do you think we should take Wynn's name apart and really toast him on the air?
I think we should. Wynn, you know, I have a personal question to ask you.
I'm not answering personal questions.
Oh, okay. Well... What's your birth date?
Let's do the name first.
I'm not answering personal questions.
Well, what's your full name?
I'm not answering personal questions.
That's a very personal question.
I'm dying. No, hold on. You won't give the audience your full name?
That's okay. I can figure it out.
Did you get that email from somebody that saw me? On the Steve Rother show?
No, what I'm trying to figure out is, you know, with our audience, it's all about trust, I think. And, of course, if they want to know my name, it's Donald Newsom. They've always known me.
Mm-hmm.
What's your full name?
My name is exactly as it's posted on the name of the show.
Wynn Free.
My legal name for many, many, many years. And that is my name.
Okay, I got you.
Is it really Wynn Free?
Mm-hmm.
It is now.
Okay, because let's fly with Wynn. And I know you'll be very honest with me, because I'm going to be honest with him. Hey, Wynn, if you got some paper there, write down the name W-Y-N-N. I'll give you your brain code, honey. Now you know you have a brain and you have a code. The W is a 5.
Say
that
again?
That you are a people
what do you
person.
Do, numerology?
You betcha, honey. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, pretty exciting. Did anyone do this for you before?
I think I'm a 2.
Huh?
I'm a 2.
Okay.
I think so.
But anyhow.
I don't know. I've seen you win. You look more like a 1.5.
Sometimes he's a 0, though, too. You have to realize that. But that's okay. We love him anyhow, right?
That's right.
But no, when you know, just
we're like his mother.
For those of you that happen to know,
only a mother could love me. I must be like his mother because I love him.
For those listeners,
my co-host,
you'd make a good mother, honey. Don, a real good mother.
For those listeners that actually know me from other venues, I want you to know that this is the Don and Wynn.
I want you the other phone because I can have it here, guys.
Hour, okay? Don and I, you know, as much as he loves me, and I love him, we usually tend to spend this hour working out our karma in front of everybody.
That is funny.
The karma only exists for an hour because I don't want to really stop that either of us have a lot of karma. So what we do is we just take on some karma from our old past lives so we have something to talk about. And this is the nature of our banter during this hour. So those of you that know me from other places, don't think that this is how I am.
Other spaces.
This is just this hour, 1 hour a week, which is called the Don and Wynn Show,
mm-hmm.
which is could be called the Don and Wynn Dirty Underwear on the Laundry Show. So just bear with us, because it's part of putting our dirty underwear out so that no matter how good we look the rest of the week, everybody can know our underwear still gets dirty.
That's how it should be, though.
That's right.
Then you have to wash it again.
Well,
then
you
know,
it's generally my pants that get dirty.
It is? Don, I already went further over the edge than is acceptable in polite company, so don't go any further. Leave it at that.
All right.
What a show.
Beverly, I'm not going to ask you about your laundry. I want you to know that. You're a guest.
Thank you, honey.
My
laundry is
washed. Laundry.
We're going to protect you.
You'll be good to me now. I'm a first-time caller.
I know that.
Okay, just so you know that.
Nobody ever called us twice. I wonder why.
I just thought of that. Well, it might be the last time for me too here.
I think Don's brother is the exception.
Oh, what a circus. What a circus. This reminds me when I was on the show with Larry the Legend from Milwaukee. He had the hottest show in town. We had a hot show for 3 years. It's like, oh, people finally told him, shut up, Larry. We don't want to talk to you. We want to talk to Beverly Kane. I thought, I'm out of here. I'm fired. He's not even paying me. I'm fired.
Oh, you
so
were
he sat there
co-host?
And paid his bills, and I handled the show, huh?
You were his co-host. You're a professional.
Oh, yeah.
Don.
I'm on radio TV all over the world,
I'll
huh?
just sit back here, and
pardon
let
me?
Beverly and you handle the rest. What do you want to talk about, Beverly?
Okay, how come it's so hard to hear you?
Hear me or hear Don?
No, hear both of you guys. Well, Don is clearer and sharper, but you're kind of soft and muffled.
Well, the reason for that is because Don likes to turn my volume down so he can have the upper hand.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right, Don?
You know, you finally guessed it.
Turn it up. Turn my volume up.
I not only
do
that, but in the final audio tracks, I get them to make sure that your audio is so low, it's negligible.
That's right.
I don't think he loves you. Maybe it's love-hate. And that's okay, too.
So
do you want to get fried on the air?
Huh?
Do you want to get fried on the air?
Do I want to get fired?
Fried.
Fried?
Fired too, probably. No, just fried, a little toasted here.
Do I want to get toasted?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I take a hit.
You know what? I'd rather get bageled, okay? This is going to be the Don and Wynn bagel hour.
I think you guys are nuts, but anyhow.
Now, do you like your bagels with lox and cream cheese?
Please. Oh, please. That's the way I like it.
Don, you know, do you like bagels and lox?
You know, I do, and that's because I think maybe you must be of European origin, because, hey, that's the way it's eaten.
Ooh. Does that go good with numerology? I got to keep you guys on track.
So, Beverly?
Yes, dear.
Why did you call? You don't even know what we're about. You've never listened to our show.
I don't care. I just thought I would have some fun with you guys on the air, and we're already starting to have some fun.
Are you a host on Don's? You're not a host, are you?
No, honey, no. No, I'm just Beverly King.
You've never listened to any of the BBS shows?
No. I'm going to start, though.
This is your first BBS show to tune into?
Yeah. First time, honey.
First time.
Yep.
Well, that's why she called us, Don.
Yep.
She didn't know what she was getting herself into.
You guys are tough. Hey, but listen, Wynn, you couldn't even be on the radio if you didn't have a number 7. God created a perfect world. You can only see it through mathematics. But the why in your name is a 7. And 7 is the number for radio and also for television, of course. But it also shows me that you think all the time, you can't shut your brain off. Your mind is always going. You put an awful lot of tension on your neck and on your spine. Whatever you do to the best of your ability. Because you are a perfectionist. You're also a loner to a degree. You're with people, and then if you don't back off, you burn out. Time out, or burn out. So you're with people, and then you back away to regroup, and then you go right back with people again. And you're very stubborn. And you're very set, and you're very fixed in your ways. And that's how you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like you? Because it is, honey.
Don?
Hello?
Well,
I told you she was a psychic trying to get busy.
You're really upset. You know that?
Whoever's calling me on my private line out there, they might be just saying, hey, you know, your sound is ruined. Bear with me.
Pick it up. Come on.
Hey, when's your birthday, honey? Just the month and day you're born.
Wait a second. Let me see who's on the line. I'm a Taurus with a moon in Gemini and a Venus in Gemini.
Moon in Gemini?
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you're screwed. Okay, what is the month and day you're born?
Gemini rising. Taurus, Gemini, Venus in Gemini, Mercury.
Hey, how about some numbers? What's the month you're born? What's the month? 5?
Don?
What month?
So who's on the other line, Don?
Oh, that was one of the hosts.
Did he want to come into our fracas?
Well, he was...
listening?
Yeah, he was listening. Yeah, he just said, you know, tell Wynn to just clam it.
Clam it?
Yeah, he's not happy with you.
Oh.
Well, I think he wants to come over there and punch you. I'm joking, Wynn.
Not until after I find out his birthday, honey.
It's Donna's birthday. Come on.
Come on. Wait,
just
give me the month and date.
Over the air.
Huh?
I am giving no more information.
I'll give mine. It's December 18th.
Okay. Give Donna a reason.
1968. That's when I was born.
But, yeah,
made
but
up.
Just,
I
don't
mean,
forget it
that,
from McDonald's.
That information is so widely circulated throughout the Internet. I mean, hey.
Everybody knows you, honey. They know your laundry and whatever.
Well, exactly. If you're afraid to give out your birth date, you might as well hang it up and go home and...
Aw.
Poor in the closet.
Poor baby. But with Don, you know that 12 is a 3, and you sure like to talk a lot. Did you know that?
Do I like to talk?
You got to talk a lot.
Well,
I'm telling you. You like to talk, and you're funny, and you're witty, and Don, your jokes really suck big time because your humor is so dry. They catch, when you tell a joke, people catch on to it, like the next day.
I'm glad somebody finally told him that, Beverly. Thank you.
Many people have, Wynn. Many people. It doesn't work.
He doesn't listen, though.
Oh, no, not even now does he listen, but the 18 is a 9, and that means that you're very kind, you're very warm, you're very loving. You're very much the good person. You prefer to give instead of take.
Yeah.
And your emotions used to go up and down like a yo-yo until one day, short time ago, you said, hey, I've had the drill. I'm not going to do this. I will not put myself through this anymore. So now you don't have the mood swings. Thank God for that, Wynn. You don't have the mood swings that you used to have.
You talking about me or Don?
I'm talking about Don.
Don, right.
Yep. You can take a little nap now, Don. I'm joining Don.
Hey, Don.
Well, interesting. I would almost have to say...
It's right on, Donald.
Well, about the mood swings, I don't know. I'm always very high energy, I try to keep myself as light and as happy, always, at all times.
But you've got that 12 and that's a 3, and 3 makes you happy. And the L for Donald, that's a 3 again.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes you very happy. You're very happy and you're very positive. Mm-hmm. A little nuts, but very positive.
Absolutely.
You make people laugh. You make people cry.
Now, Beverly.
Yep.
tell us about yourself.
Like, oh, God, you sure you want to hear it?
Are you married?
No, I murdered him, and I'm single now.
You live by yourself?
You heard it here on BBS Radio, folks.
See, now you ask me all these personal questions, and I'm going to give you the answers because I have nothing to hide because everybody knows my history here. No, I'm single now.
Are you single, and are you looking for a mate?
God, no. I had to shoot this one to get rid of him.
And so how do you spend your days?
Working. I work with the FBI, Mequon Police Department, murder investigations, missing people, kids in comas, world wars, you name it, honey, I'm there.
You're like
9/11 is a code. And number nine went negative, and that meant bombing, and we were bombed. Numbers call the shots.
You're a psychic, you mean?
Yep. I'm world famous. I'm a world famous mystic. I'm in page 200 in the Famous Mystics from Wisconsin book. I'll be in the Who's Who book with Mrs. Bush Senior in the year 2008. They just made that announcement to me. So that's quite an honor. It's world famous women. No, how I got there, I don't know.
Hey, Beverly?
Yep.
You got to admit that I'm a pretty good psychic myself.
Yeah, but you won't tell me your birthday. I have to know your birthday.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
I announced you before you said anything. Right? Now, that's pretty impressive. You're a woman who...
He's a master of the path, folks. There is no illusion that he couldn't see through.
Hey, listen, that winner's got a number 7, and that makes him psychic and clairvoyant, and he has the gift of prophecy. It scares the crap out of him, and so that's why he holds back. He's good. He's gifted. But he sometimes he just won't come out and say it. You know, like tonight, he's not going to come out and say things. Like, when is the war going to end? When knows this? He's good.
I'm not good.
Yes, well, you're better.
I'm better.
Mm-hmm. But listen, honey, you've got a 22-4 for the name of Wynn, and that means that you tell the truth even if nobody wants to hear it. You tell the truth, and even if it's going to get you into trouble, you still tell the truth because that's your nature. You speak your mind, you say it exactly the way that it is, or the way that you think it should be, but it's that way.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with you 1,000% on that.
Is that true, Don?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, Don, you can see him better than he can see himself. He's a little blind when it comes to seeing himself, the way he really is.
Well, Don is my guru. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The guru?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
That's better than being your
I thought mind. I was going to be your Yoda, but now I'm your guru.
Is it G-U-R-U or guru-some?
Oh, God, I think you guys are incredible. I could think of another word, but you can't do that.
He
word
does tricks,
the
too, ma'am.
I think we should all go out tonight, but I never might make it back to Wisconsin. I don't know.
It's a little cold in Wisconsin.
Pardon me?
It's a little cold in Wisconsin,
isn't it? It's too cold, honey. It's too cold here.
What city in Wisconsin are you?
Mequon, Wisconsin.
So listen, Beverly, do you have a website?
Absolutely.
Well, listen, since you weren't going to do a commercial,
okay,
let people know your website, okay?
It's Beverly K, BEDERLYKAY.com.
BeverlyKAY.com.
Mm-hmm. .com.
So if somebody's looking for a missing person,
mm-hmm,
they would go to your website, right?
Absolutely, sure.
Now, are you going to give a discount to our listeners?
Absolutely.
What's the percentage of discount?
I'll have to think about it during the commercial.
We don't have commercials. You're on commercial.
You're going to do
commercial. Don, how much percentage do we want for all the people we refer to our website?
You mean we're into business already?
Well, that was fast.
We're giving her a free commercial so we can get it on the back end, can't we?
Wynn's going to get it however he can get it, the back end or the front end.
Yeah, Wynn's got to get it, let me tell you. If he hasn't got it by now, he should be getting some definitely soon.
Yeah. You want to hear a good joke, Don? You have a good joke for me?
He reminds me.
Listen, Beverly said you were bad at telling jokes.
He is very bad.
I am horrible.
So why don't you tell a joke and I'll tell a joke, and then we'll have our audience vote on whose joke was better.
Oh, his ought to be good.
Come on, Don.
Funny, I don't know any jokes.
You just don't want to be.
No, I truly can't remember any.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard a joke in so long, I wouldn't know how to tell one.
Really?
I got a good one, but I can't tell it on the air. Really good one. And I'm a 3-2, so I have a hard time remembering the punchline.
My dad used to often tell good ones, but I just, for the life of me, Can't remember any.
Oh.
I hear them every now and again, but they
Wynn can help you out. I don't see any threes in his name. Of course, you won't tell me his birthday, but I can't see any threes in his name, so he could tell some good jokes.
Wynn, if you have threes in your name, you can't tell jokes.
Wynn, I think, was a traveling troubadour.
Over
yeah, time. You know, someone who liked to...
I was a troubadour in one of my past lives.
Yeah, yeah, it feels because you like to tell stories. You like to travel. You're always on the go. You like to go here and there and move the message around.
I'm not married to that lifestyle.
No, I know.
It's just the way...
You like it. It's good.
It's,
Hey, Wynn, are you married?
Am I married?
Yeah.
I'm not answering personal questions.
See, I did. Oh, you should answer personal questions.
Huh?
You should answer personal questions. Then they're fun.
Don't say the word should. That means you're judging me.
No, I'm not judging you.
You're not?
No.
Good.
Don't do that.
But did you know when you use the word should, it implies a judgment?
It does. I didn't know that. God, I'm getting educated.
Think about it.
Wow, I am.
Because what it means is you are implying that you know what's best for someone else.
Hmm.
No one else can know what's best for someone else.
I see. Like, you should do this or you should do that.
Yeah. Someone could say, it's my opinion that this may be a positive experience for you, mm-hmm. but you have to make your own decision. But as soon as you say should, you are now programming the person without letting them come to the conclusion themselves.
Hmm. I never really looked at it that way. Did you, Don?
Yeah.
I'm not looking at it anymore.
Beverly, you know, particularly because you're a psychic,
yeah.
People will tend to give up their power to you.
No, I never. See, I won't go there. You know, I can only give information. I'll never tell you what to do because I don't know what to do.
That's right.
But when that woman almost cut her finger off and I put it back on, I didn't say anything to her. Should I do this? Should I not do this? I just went ahead. And I said, put your elbow. She's bleeding to death on the kitchen table. My girlfriend's home. Went right hand, left hand, passes with both my hands. Her finger went back together. The only reason why I did that is God worked through me, of course. But the thing is, how do you heal the car battery? When you heal it because you have a red arm and a black arm, thank God, or they're not red and black, but positive, negative current going through into that battery. So when I did this with this woman's finger, it went back together. It was almost cut off totally. I almost fainted, and she screamed, "You heal me!" And I said, "No, don't blame me." I said, "God heals you. Happy Easter Sunday." And I said, "Goodbye," and I ran out of her house and went home to bed. I couldn't handle it. Oh, that was scary. That was scary.
Yeah, you know, there are some crazy moments.
So tell us about something you succeeded in that's really far out in terms of finding someone.
No, I can't hardly hear you, sweetheart. I cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
You're a little bit better now, yeah.
Tell me about something you really succeeded in.
Really succeeded in?
You know, doing a job, finding someone.
Well, I can't, with missing people and FBI stuff, I can't see that live on the air. That I can't see. But I knew about the war 15 years ago, and God said, they'll come from overseas, they'll bomb New York. It will happen here this time, and don't say anything. I've been a minister for 27 years. I didn't say anything. But when I work with codes, code 911. 9 is ruled by the planetary body called Mars. When Mars goes negative, it only means one thing, and that means bombing. We were bombed. And then the other thing years ago I told about, and I told this to Don too yesterday, about Desert Storm. I knew about the war. I did not know the name of the war. And I announced it. I'm on all different radio stations and TV stations. But I announced it on a school of engineering here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, about this war coming in. Nothing was happening at that time. And then I was on another radio broadcast. The war was going on. And then they said to me, well, when will the war end? And I said, this is funny because I remember it like yesterday. Oh, God, hurry up. I'm on the radio. I never know what to say. And then God said, the war will be speeded up in February. God said that twice to me. It must be speeded up. And it will end in February, and it did. I do things like this, but, you know, I never can take the credit for it, huh?
Do you get messages like somebody's talking to you?
No, it's not like that. It's just, I don't know. It's really hard to explain. I just know. It's like a gut feeling. And then I know the words, and then the words just come out of my mouth, and I go, whoa, did I say that? And then they say, yeah, you did. How would you know that? I said, I don't know. It's just, it's a gut feeling.
If I lose my keys, are you a good person to call?
Oh, absolutely. I find them for people all the time.
How much do you charge for that service?
A lot. So my service is what I do for a living, really.
It might be cheaper to call a locksmith.
No, I'm not that expensive. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. But when I do the taping sessions with my clients, I do charge $178 plus $5 for postage and handling. But that's the code in the brain. With your permission, I give you the key to unlock the code in your mind. And that's why I was asking when for the month and day you're born, because you have a calendar, and it was, it kicked in January the 1st of this year, and your life will never be the same again. It's positive, it's not negative, but January 1 of this year, your calendar changed drastically and for the better.
Why is that?
Because I'm a mystic, I know. And if you don't give me some figures to work with, all I can do is go with my gut feeling. But when I have numbers to work with, I like mathematics, because mathematics is how God speaks to us.
Do you see something?
She was right on, by the way, Wynn, wasn't she?
About what?
About that.
About what?
Your life taking a real big turn for the better at the beginning of this year. I would say
I'm not answering personal questions.
Oh,
it would have to take a good direction.
But you know what, Beverly?
But I don't think he screwed it up.
Beverly?
Yeah, honey?
Do you tend to see things in geometrical ways?
No, what are you saying to me?
Do you see things in geometrical forms? In mathematics? Like, do you use mathematics in figuring things out? You might.
Hold on. This is what we're going to do, folks. We're going to take a station break for about 30 seconds. We're going to call Kay back on the other line, and then she's going to take call-ins from you.
Who, Beverly?
Sure, oh, Beverly.
Well, wait a second. Don't forget, I have something planned in 6 minutes, Don.
Ah, that's right. Oh,
Beverly, I think we'll
that's
enjoy
right.
this. This is really going to be interesting.
Oh.
Okay, this is something, Beverly, that even you will find fascinating.
Okay, good.
So take your station
break, Don. Beverly, well, why don't we, instead of doing that, because we're going to have to leave off in 5 minutes, aren't we? For your...
Well, approximately, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have Kay. Well, no, I was thinking just to do that, to come on and off, but get her on this line with you and then take call-ins. But
call-ins are fun. They're a lot of fun.
You know, see, this isn't like the new system, which has 4 different lines.
Mm-hmm. See, well, you can get Beverly's number now that we've introduced her sometime in the future.
Beverly, I think, folks, Beverly Kay, if you go to her website, you know, www.beverlykay.com, but I think you'll be...
Just make sure you say that Don and Wynn sent you.
Well, I think they'll be hearing more from her in the future, so
absolutely.
Quite a bit more. So we'll just leave that with you. And you, Wynn.
We found somebody that didn't hang up on us, Don. Are we on?
Hello, I'm on with you. Are you still there?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Okay. We're all here. All 3 of us are here.
I heard all these funny cookie things, though.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was my thumb tapping the phone.
Mercury's going retrograde, and all these funny things are happening.
I figured, you know, you wanted that, so
mm-hmm.
I was part of the universe. I'd give you the tapping click.
So Beverly saved us from our karma today.
She did.
Yeah.
You know, she put us on good behavior.
Absolutely.
At least
I'll straighten you guys out.
At least you. Do you think... Beverly?
Yes, sir.
Could you explain the dynamic that Don and I have to all our listeners?
Well, let me show you guys something. And that's why I would need your numbers, too, but you're not going to give me the numbers, so that's okay, too. But there's a DVD going around the world right now, and it's called The Law of Attraction. I've done this practice this all my life.
The Law of Attraction?
But the life numbers. Do you guys, you both have the same numbers different places. See, at least I have Wynn free to work with and Donald. And so... your numbers go back and forth and back and forth. And that's why the two of you have to be friends. But what I'm picking up on, too, is that this, hang on, that this was from a former lifetime. Also, that your kids have been together many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
But your numbers are the same back and forth and back and forth. He has your numbers, you have his numbers. He has your 4, you have his 4. You have a 7, and he has a 7.
Mm-hmm.
So... you have a 9, and his birthday is actually an 18, and that's a 9.
So I have his number, huh?
Yep, and I've got yours, John. But anyhow, this is how it works out. So we have you been friends for a long time?
Have we?
Yeah.
For a year.
For a year?
Over a year.
Well, that's long enough.
Since we started our show.
That's it. I know.
Right.
But it's going to go on for many, many years. Really,
it will.
Many years.
Sure.
You know, he's the boss, though, so he can fire me at any time.
Oh, I thought you were the boss the way you were talking.
No. I just have to do that so he doesn't intimidate me.
Oh, that's good. You intimidate him instead.
Well, he's usually really obnoxious. And he calls me his friend, but he's really obnoxious. So I have to, like, get a sharp edge just to keep him.
I can understand that.
Keep him a little back,
mm-hmm.
you know?
You're going to cut him off before he gets started with you.
That's right.
Well, that's a good way to do it. That's a good attitude to have.
That's why I say it's the Don and Wynn past karma workout hour. Now, underneath it, we like each other.
Really?
But sometimes he gets really gushy and embarrasses me. Like,
oh, God, does his father
really
kisses
obnoxious.
You and all that kind of stuff, and he hugs you? Oh, yes.
Well, we don't see each other, but it's like he'll be really obnoxious during the show.
Yeah.
I mean, really obnoxious, and then I'll say, Wynn, I love you so much.
He means it, though. He means it. Look out. He means it.
I know he means it.
Is he ever sarcastic to you? You know, he's got a couple of threes here. Is he ever sarcastic to you? And on top of that, he's a Sagittarian. So is he ever kind of sassy to you?
Yeah.
No, that's how he's supposed to be.
Yeah. So, Beverly,
yes.
We have an unusual treat for you. I think you'll find this a treat, right?
Okay.
And, you know, I have a persona that's a little bit outside of the Don and Wynn show connection.
Uh-huh.
And that is, if you look a little bit about my history, I've had this experience for about the last 5 years where I've had two personal relationships in a row that suddenly, spontaneously started channeling to me.
Whoa.
And the voice coming through them identified themselves as the Council of Elohim.
As who?
The Council of Elohim.
I don't believe you said that because that happens to my girlfriend.
Yeah, so
whoa.
So during this period of time, I've had a lot of miracles, I've had a lot of wisdom,
yeah.
And I've asked endless questions about how the universe works,
uh-huh.
And I'm getting answers. Now, I happen to be very skeptical.
I know you're very skeptical.
I mean, I used to be a physics major, so I've tested this contact for a long time, and I think I'm actually talking to the Council of Elohim.
Well, you are.
And if I ask them who they are, basically, you know, if you look up the word Elohim, it says the creator God of this universe.
Yeah, yeah.
The God of the Old Testament.
Uh-huh.
And so about a year ago, I wanted to try to understand how... By the way, do you know who Edgar Cayce is?
Absolutely.
They
want me to come and lecture over there, yeah.
I have a book proving that Edgar Cayce is back in the world. It's called The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Go look it up. It's on Amazon. Everyone that reads the book believes that Edgar Cayce's back in the world. Plus, the messages from Edgar Cayce's source are in that book. And I was writing this book, 2 years into writing the book, when I had this Elohim start talking to me.
Uh-huh.
And I was under observation because I was doing all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And so a year ago, I started doing a conference call. And I asked them, I said, if I do a conference call, would you come on the line and help the people to check in?
Uh-huh.
And they said they would.
Uh-huh.
And so we've been doing this for a year, and most of the time we read channelings.
Uh-huh.
But last Monday, we did a live channeling, okay?
Ooh.
Live. And it was so powerful, Don said I could play it to our audience now.
Wonderful.
And that's what's going to happen in the next few seconds.
Okay, now you tape this.
By the way, you might want to write this down.
Okay.
This is one of my websites. It's conversationswithmygirlfriend.com.
With my girlfriend?
And it tells...
I want to hear this or kind
of... It tells the story of how this all started for me.
God, yeah.
And then we have another website that's correlated with a conference call. So whatever channelings we put on the conference call, Not all of them, because if I haven't transcribed it, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But the ones that are transcribed are, you can read at dimensional-shift.org.
Now, wait, say that again, honey.
Dimensional-shift.org, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I probably have some of the most interesting information about this dimensional shift and what's happening on our planet right now.
Yeah, yeah.
From a point of view that a human can't figure out on their own.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, whenever I present this, I always say, I don't know if this is true.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. So you guys who are listening, make up your own mind. I'm just presenting it. I'm not sitting here saying it's true.
Sure.
But those people that have checked me out for a long time have watched the miracles happen, watched the interventions in people's lives,
uh-huh.
and people have been changing. You know, their lives have been changing as a result. And anyone,
but why is the seven, honey? That makes you the prophet.
Anyone's listening that wants to come into our conference call can email me, or actually, my friend Suzanne@dimensional-shift.org is handling it. Just ask her for the access number,
okay.
and she'll give it to you. Okay, so here we go. I'm getting ready. This is this was a live channeling last Monday.
Okay, now before we go ahead with this, Wynn?
What?
Before we go ahead with this, I'm going to just cut off both lines. We'll just run it because it'll sound better.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, pay attention. So come
back. Beverly?
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to close these lines because he's going to pipe an audio in through his phone line.
Yes.
And with the other two connections, it'll be poor enough.
uh-huh.
So, Beverly, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Don?
Yes?
Let me just say for those
it was
of you
a pleasure. Bear with me. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Oh, it's
thank you very much.
She can hang out with us at the end if she wants.
Well, we're okay. Well, we
or get her phone number so we can put her on in the future. Okay.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because at the end we're going to be closing out.
Yeah.
Quickly.
We don't have a lot of time, but you can share. We do a group prayer for everyone that's listening.
Yeah. Now, if you do this, can I hear this on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh,
great.
Could you plug me in?
Well, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
That's what I was... okay.
She wants to hear it, okay?
To our audience, it might sound a little... Just keep your ears pierced.
Let me just say one thing to those people listening. When you hear this, there's a tremendous energy attached to it.
Uh-huh.
And if you relax and listen, you may feel the energy of this in your space.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let you go, and I'm gonna adjust the levels to make sure they're optimal. All right?
Okay.
I don't know if we're gonna do this tonight, but we're gonna be open to the possibility, since I've introduced the Elohim, if they would like to say a few words to our group. Let me do an invocation for the light. We ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect us. We ask for any negativity to be taken to the higher realms of light. We see a column of light anchoring everyone in this group, radiating from the Hunabku to the center of the earth. And we ask for protection of all the celestial sources, service to others, to be in this space with us and in the Christed energies. And I'm requesting the Elohim, but if someone, another source, wants to come forward and feels it's more appropriate, then we accept that also.
Moment has been a very long time in coming. We bid you welcome. We bid you love, light, peace, and are very honored at the infinitesimal beauty of your essences, which we see shining as bright diamonds You are indeed intergalactic sojourners. Your own brilliance, your own love, your own caring, your own vastness of interdimensionality, and your own sacrifices, many of which you are unaware. Honor us, for you as a race, as fledgling humans cast into the darkest, densest liquid medium of 3D, are attempting to do, to pull off, in your colloquial terms, something which has never successfully been completed, which is to insert love light, a liquid stream. Imagine liquid gold into a system of duality, into a system of competition, of dominion, as power, as might, not compassion, and to lift this duality into the Trinitarian triune consciousness of Mother, Father, Son, of the Holy Spirit, of God, of the Christ essence, also referred in your spiritual practices as Great Mother, Father, Sky, Great Mother, Earth, the essence of Kuan Yin, the Buddha. The list goes on. We are the Council of On. We are a subset of the Council of the Elohim. The Earth is under our care, is under our auspice of diligent oversight, gentle persuasion, correction, if we can do so without violating that which is paramount, being free will. You see, this experiment is unusual for many reasons, one of which is that there is such an incredibly vast array of different soul groups from all over the galaxy gathered here at all levels of evolution. Normally, in a planetary system, this is not so. Normally, it's much more homogenized. It is much more of the same. It is like comparing the United States, especially places such as Los Angeles and San Francisco, with their vast multiculturalism, to a place of relative ethnic, quote, purity. A place like Austria, with 7 million people, primarily of Germanic, Polish, Scandinavian descent. At this time, in 2007, there is an accumulation of enough magnitude approaching what you call critical mass that a certain lifting off can take place, a certain pinching upwards of the skin, the etheric skin of your Earth, lending itself as a doorway, as a portal, as a bridge into the higher realm. what this necessitates in the evolving individual is a heart which is open. We do not require perfection, but we do require a loving intent. Mistakes are to be dusted off as one falls down, gets up, dusts oneself off. We would ask you not to hold yourself back, to beat yourself up, because all is spinning ever faster and ever more intensely now. We are fast approaching what some in your, quote, New Age community have called the first wave. We see this as a segmentation of approximately 30,000 souls who will sojourn to the other side. They will, from your perspective of 3D, leave for time and then return. But they will return differently than as they left, for their bodies will no longer require food, as you know it, or sleep, nor will they have any sickness. And they will have a resonance and an aura about them which is angelic, which is golden and silver in its hue. The fact that you are now gathered together in this call portends that you are most likely candidates for this first wave. Some will stay on the other side and assist from that place. Some will leave for a short time. How short, we cannot say. Days, weeks, hours, it is still undetermined. But we'll come back and be guides. We are entering a time, or we should say you, or planet Earth, are entering a time of vast economic, climactic, monetary, political instability. There is order to it, but it is chaotic. Even chaos has its own inherent order. It is basically 3D breaking down. We say this not to instill fear, but rather to instill a sense of preparedness and to understand that your anchor point can no longer be anything you reference outside of yourself. It must be within yourself, within your heart. It must be within your community of spiritual, like-minded persons and animals and nature and Mother Earth. Naturally, you still require food and shelter. But these things shall slip and slide and change very quickly. Be prepared for quick changes. Be prepared also, as you are being prepared genetically, for your body to start releasing vast amounts of stored toxins, aches, pains, colds, all of these things, they shall come up. Bless them. Talk to your guardian angels. Ask them to slow down the process if it is too intense. But know that there is an end to it. So, in the middle, it can be very uncomfortable. This is our main message to you this evening, that you have arrived at a point of departure. You are at the airport. You are at the gate. And the 747 has just pulled up. And many of you are getting ready to go on board. We send you blessings, dear ones. Surround your heart in a silver, gold, galactic frequency of love light. Know that you are protected, that you are loved. You are watched over. You may call on us at any time. And we will always hear and always answer your prayers. Do not despair. Have patience. Be vigilant. Be discerning. Have courage. And take heart. For you are now initiated. You are spiritual sojourners. We shall end this with an ohm.
Don and Winshow is my co-host on there. Don?
I'm here, Win.
Did that come out okay?
That came out quite good.
Is Beverly still here?
You bet I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen to something real quick. Listen, hang on, just listen now. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
That's electricity coming through my body. And through my hand, because I'm going up in consciousness again, which is really no thrill, but, you know, it's all part of the program. It was excellent, excellent.
You felt the energy, yes?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Well, we're doing these conference calls every night, and that energy is on that call every single night of the week.
Oh, every
and
night?
The people that are doing the conference call are going through such phenomenal changes and growth. It's... You know, this was like an experiment for me. I started it a year ago, and I said,
mm-hmm.
Will they work with people on this conference call, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not...
And now he's only recruiting about 30,000.
That's not bad.
That's not true. that's people all over the world.
It was a joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you tape that?
Did I what?
Did you tape what just happened here?
Did I tape? Oh,
yeah.
The sound you made, you mean?
What just happened here? Did you tape that session? Because I'd like to have a tape of it. It was very hard for me to hear it.
Yeah, we have a tape.
Oh, good, because I'd really appreciate the tape.
Mm-hmm. In fact, send me an email, and I will send you... I have a whole booklet, which is actually a free e-book.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, anybody that wants it, about 80 pages of... They tell me... I'm downloading information about how the big picture works.
We got to call in the line.
How the other side interacts with this side.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been put out to the public before. So anyone that would like to read it, just email me. There's a, form there on BBS. And we have to finish up. So, Beverly, what we do at the end of BBS is do calling in of light, where, of course, we have this incredible energy after that Elohim tape, which... many of you felt, and so we'll just continue on that energy, and those of you who wish, just share this next couple of minutes with us. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and dispersed for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves, each of us, if we choose to, in the flow of energy that radiates from the center of our galaxy, through our solar system, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right at this moment, we join our spirits together. Wherever we are around the world, we know we have people listening all over the planet. And if you choose to, just let go, let us become one group energy, and let's invite those energies of not only the Elohim, but all those service to other groups and individual high souls in what we call the other side, in other dimensions, to join with us right at this moment. And let them bless you. And right now, let's use our energy, our combined energies, to send some prayer requests out to the world. We send this energy to the Middle East. We send it to those people suffering there. We send it to the compassionate part of those leaders there who are in the position to make better decisions. We send this energy to Washington, D.C. We send it to the leaders in Washington, D.C. Same thing, the compassionate part, that they might make more compassionate decisions. We send it to Mother Earth right now. See this energy going right to the center of the Earth and give the Earth our gratitude for putting up with mankind for as long as she has. We send the Earth, we send this to ourselves. Each of us take this energy in. Send it to yourself. Send it to your family, your homes, the people you care about. And on that note, we finish the Don and Wynn Show for February 17th, I believe. So, Don, I turn it back to you. Why don't you introduce what's coming up next?
Yes.
Thank you, Beverly, for being our guest tonight.
Thank you. Don't forget, it's a new moon. Write down 10 wishes. You will get what's on the paper, honey. 10
okay.
Wishes, new moon, write down. That's at 12 o'clock tonight.
Amazing. Amazing synchronicities here, folks, because I just looked at some numbers across my screen, Wynn. Mm-hmm. Wow. Hey.
What's that?
It's just been a very excellent program, and I must say I really, truly enjoyed that message, Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
Wynn, you know I love you, and I'm going to have to let you go, of course.
Bye.
And Beverly, we have to let you go. We're coming up with the
Beverly,
doctor.
You didn't know what you were getting into tonight, did you?
I was prepared for anything, and that's what happened.
Well, again, we got to run.
Goodbye.
We're coming up with Dr. Fred Bell,
Health,
Science and Energy Show. And we thank you for tuning in to the Don and Wynn Show. And we'll be back at you next week, so stick around.